Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, this is Cutie Boy Radio Show. Welcome, everybody. It's gonna be lit. Okay, I'm gonna be talking to you guys about poetry, dancing, singing, all kinds of things. What happens in your life? This is about children, and today I'm gonna give you a little sneak peek of my poetry. Respect. I didn't always get respect, because respect is earned. You treat people the way you want to be treated. You don't always get greeted. Sometimes you even get mistreated. That's because of the negative energy. You just need some positive energy going down your stream. Instead of drowning yourself down these antidepressants because all this is stressing. So to this day, I'm still respecting. Yay! This is me, Jada Monet. Oh, my God. And I am the host, and I have a couple of co-hosts. Atea, Lima, Kiki Stargirl, and many more. This is the Teen Entrepreneurs here. And I have Atea here with me.
Hello.
And it's going to be lit.
Sure.
So we're going to start talking about a little stuff that happens in an everyday teenager's life. And so I'm going to share a little stories about my bullying and things that have been happening to me in my life. And I guess Deani's going to express what's happening in her life and a little dancing that she does. Okay, so I was bullied at a very young age. And so I even made a poem about how I was bullied and how the kids would tease me all the time. But, you know, I had to learn from all of that stuff that happened to me. I had to learn from it. I learned that they were jealous and they hated me, I guess. But haters are going to hate, and that's the lesson that every teenager needs to learn, that haters are always going to hate. So we're going to go into a little bit about Liani.
Why me?
Atea love it. So here, Atea.
Yeah, anyway. Well, as she said, my name is Atea, I guess. I dance with someone, my mom's dance group, and so does Jada, but sometimes that doesn't work out for her. I think she just stick to the singing.
Yeah, stick with the singing. the dance group is called PTP. And it's
Primetime Productions.
Primetime Productions is hosted by Nicole, and she's been doing a really good job, and we thank her a lot. And also Charlene, she's been doing a really good job, and we also thank her. So thank
and as it turns out, that happens to be my mother and her godmother.
Yeah.
My aunt happens to be in the corner of the room. Acting crazy, so yeah.
She's sitting here, hey.
Yeah.
So we want to talk to you guys about a little bit of stuff that happens in teenagers' lives. So what I'm going to tell you is about what happened in my life. So I like singing a lot. I do a lot of traveling around the world. I have my perfume line. I have all these things that I've been doing. I also have a show called Jada Monet Show, and you can hear about it on Instagram, Jada Monet _. And I've been trying to get my followers up and stuff. So, yeah. And I want to introduce my mother here of the Waiting to Exhale Show. She's so shy and everything, I guess. I guess you could put the music on. Put the music back on. So, we're sitting here doing a radio show. I hope there's going to be people tuning in today. And this is our introduction. Okay, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. So what happened in my life about my bullying, I didn't really get into it because I really wanted to say it. So children are going to be children, they're going to be cruel, but that's all because of what's happening in their life. So they're going to express that of how they feel. And they're gonna take it out sometimes a bad way, and that's not what you have to go through. Sometimes you can do things that you enjoy, or you can just go out and do sports or something. Like I did something that I enjoy. So the kids that feel that type of way, you can just go and do what you feel.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you about
Like just yesterday, I had to experience a little fight. But you know, at the end of the day, kids are gonna be kids, and we made up, and that's the good part of it. And so we have a little more about Atea, about her school life, and how she likes to read and stuff.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay, Ate.
The nerd.
Don't call me that. Anyway, as it turns out, me and Jada are in eighth grade going to ninth grade next year, and I happen to get into a school called Brooklyn High School of Art. Yeah, I'm excited because I like to draw, dance. I have no idea what my major is going to be, though. I have no idea whatsoever.
But she does like reading.
I know.
She reads all day. I mean, like, every single day, she finds a little spot and she sits down and she reads all day.
Look. Oh my God, look, this music.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about the book you was reading lately.
I read a whole bunch of different books at once. I don't like what I'm doing now.
Tell us the books you've been reading.
I don't know the names. I just read books. Oh, one of my favorite books is Dorothy Must Die. That book is dope. Someone needs to read that. It's about how Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, she, like, instead of staying back in Kansas when she went back to Oz, and she became the Princess of Oz, and she became obsessed with magic, and the magic, she kept on taking up all the magic, and this girl named Amy, she was from Kansas as well, but, like, a couple years after Dorothy, and she was sent to Oz to save Dorothy. The author, I really don't know the author's name personally. Jenna, you might want to go get the book.
Well, I'll go in a little bit about me more. So every day of my life, I walk around the house singing and walking the dogs every day because I love dogs and I love animals. I love nature. Yeah. My favorite dog is Shredda. He's just really, he's just my favorite dog. I don't understand. I love his. I love his personality. And, like, I know dogs. I think every dog has a personality. His personality is very strong. And I would walk in the house and he would jump up and down telling me that he misses me. I just love the excitement he gives to me about walking him and all this stuff. I really love Shredda, and he's a really good dog. And I also have two other co-hosts, which is not here today, but they will be...
And Kiki Cargo.
Yeah, and they will be tuning in soon of the different times of the show. And every Saturday at 12 o'clock, we're going to be doing the radio show, and I want you guys to always tune in because we talk about what happens in teenagers' life. We will go into everything about crushes to all these amazing things that happen.
Yeah, they give us that.
Yeah. Beyonce. You know, how the music we love and all these different types of things because kids, mothers, how they get in your nerves, we're definitely going to be talking about that. Clean up your room and all this stuff.
Your mother's actually sitting wearing a necklace at the moment.
But we're still going to be getting into that. So I want you guys to be tuning in on Saturdays. Every Saturday. I want every Saturday. Saturday is going to be lit, so you better be there. I told me, I'm really hyped. I'm really, really hyped because, like, I've always been wanting a radio show since I was little, and this is just really big that I have one. Oh, my God. And we're going to bring everything to you, everything that happens in teenagers' lives, everything, from real estate to everything. And the most important thing is education. Kids, this is what kids don't get. They don't get that your school is the most important priority. That's something that comes first. I want every child to know that school comes first. And this is more about Vianney. Vianney's so good about school stuff. So let's get to her about that.
Well, anyway, like some schools, they allow kids to see beyond high school and see beyond to what they could do in the future. Like my school, Summit Academy Charter School in Red Hook, we are allowed to go on college tours every year where we can see how the college life is. And basically what I've seen so far, I think that I might want to go to Georgetown University in Washington. That college, I like that college. You're weird.
And I've been thinking about going to Yale.
Yale food is nasty.
I went there in sixth grade. That was not working.
You had to try the food.
Yeah, we got to eat at Yale University and Trinity University. Trinity's food was awesome. Oh my god. But I like the campus as well. Yale was like, it was like Harry Potter-ish. That's what it looks like.
Just a lot of nerds there?
I don't know. We didn't actually talk to any of the students. Well, we didn't get to do the tour because it was snowing.
Well, I'm going to be thinking about the colleges that I want to go to. And I'm online school. So I've been doing online school for quite some time now, so I'm pretty used to it. Just get on the computer and start doing work. So, yeah. And I want to get into more of music because I know a lot of kids out there love music, especially us. So one of my favorite songs that came out around this year would be Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. Now, I love Bruno Mars. He's the best. Who loves Bruno Mars? I mean, I think everyone. He's the best. And so we're not going to take up all your time. 15 minutes, because today is just an introduction. So, for right now, I want you guys to listen to this song. And you guys can sign into my Instagram. Well, not sign it, but Instagram. Well, you guys can get on my Instagram. My Instagram is jadamonet_. You guys can visit my Instagram. And Vianney Ateya has her Instagram over here. What's your Instagram?
Ateya_boss_. Cause I'm out.
Yeah. Ain't nothing to do that, huh?
So what I really wanted to tell you guys is that you guys can follow your dream. No one should discourage you. You should keep going. No matter about, you know, there's going to be a lot of haters, and you just don't listen to them. You just keep doing what you love doing. Because no matter what, that's just, no matter what, you keep following your dream.
Remember, Saturday, the 21st, 12 p.m., is our day. It's going to be lit. Cutie Pie Radio, everybody. Cutie Pie Radio.
Cutie Pie Radio. Woo!
It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit.
Now, Sister Harmony, boss.
You're fucking super lipstick. I wanna come, yeah, yeah, now.
347-426-3691.
Thanks, and bye.
Okay, can you cut down, Bobby?